Wisconsin is one of only five states in which the senior-most member of the court is automatically the Chief Justice. 22 others use some kind of peer election in which either the justices on the Supreme Court or all the circuit court judges vote to decide who the chief will be. Representative Tyler August of Lake Geneva says his amendment would require the seven justices to vote on a new chief after every Supreme Court election.
That way you've got a majority of the folks on the court have selected their own leader and they have to live with that decision, as opposed to the current form where they have no say in who runs their branch of government. Because as you know, the Chief Justice doesn't just deal with the Supreme Court, it's kind of the CEO of all the courts in the state.
Opponents of changing the current system say it's a knee-jerk political reaction to the current turmoil on the Supreme Court that climaxed this summer with a physical confrontation between Justices David Prosser and Ann Walsh Bradley. Democratic State Representative Tony Stescunas of West Allis says he worries such a system would discourage healthy debate among the justices.
What we're setting up is a method for just the majority to roll over the minority, which frankly has happened a lot in the legislature this last year, and really stifle debate. What you want in your Supreme Court is that healthy and vigorous debate on the legal issues.
Backers of the amendment say that debate would not be affected. Making the change requires the legislature to approve the amendment in two consecutive sessions and then put it on a statewide referendum for the voters to decide. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.